podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. This is Dead Queen Walking, which is the fourth of the Castle Charming stories. You can listen to all the other Castle Charming stories here on the podcast, or become a Patreon supporter for $1 a month and download the ebooks. Dead Queen Walking, Part 12, Bean Fight. The crowd gaped at the mess that the giant beanstalk had made of the room. It was a huge swirling cord of green, thicker than a horse's belly. Branches and tendrils sprouted off the stalk, many of them flailing and unspooling with violent tendencies. Servants scurried to pick up fallen cups. The beautiful guests gasped and jostled at each other, and at least three footmen had fainted from shock. Kai stared, unable to breathe, unable for a very short moment to take in what had happened. There was a hole in the wall where the beanstalk had punched its way directly through stone and mortar. Dennis was there with Jack at his side, hacking at the monstrous plant right where it had slammed the Queen of Charming into a wall. "Stop," Kai said, finding his voice. "Don't damage it." They turned, staring at him. "I'm sorry," said Prince Chase in disbelief. "That giant vegetable just totaled our mother, and you're worried about doing it harm." "That giant vegetable might be the only way to get our sister back," said Kai. "It's still wriggling," Dennis called out, taking a step back from the danger zone. "I think it might..." A bright green tendril burst out of the side of the beanstalk, knocking him to the floor. Jack yelled in fury as two tendrils caught her by the arms, wrapping around her biceps and holding her fast. "And now?" Chase demanded of Kai. "Yeah, okay," said Kai. "Kill the vegetable. It's not like we'll be able to climb it while it's still twitching." There were more screams of alarm as a lashing frond of greenery swung out at several young ladies in fancy frocks. The beanstalk bucked and shuddered for a moment, then heaved itself up, smacking the ceiling and raining pieces of chandelier down upon all the guests. Queen Ella of Charming climbed out from underneath it, sword in hand, and a look of determined vengeance on her face. Her golden gown was ripped in several places. She had lost her shoe, and half her hair was falling down one shoulder. She looked more alive than she had since she was first awoken from her enchanted sleep. "Finally," she snarled, and raised her sword. "Something I can fight." When it was over, the beanstalk lay limp across the length of the assembly room. Most of the guests and servants had fled, including the mothers of Zix. The royal hounds remained, as did various members of Queen Ella's family, but their only job here was to witness her. Tennis had never seen anything like it in his life. Berserker rage, that wasn't a new concept for him. Few of the lads in his mountain town had that tendency and were packed off to serve in the army as soon as was deemed appropriate. But this... Queen Ella was terrifying. She beat a giant beanstalk into the ground. And even now it had stopped trying to attack them all, she was still there, astride the wide green stalk like it was a mighty steed, hacking at its thick flesh with her sword. Kai, who had watched the fight with equal awe and horror, now stirred from beside Dennis, striding forward. "Stop it," he called out. "It's dead. You can't kill it more." "Can't be sure," the queen muttered, drawing back her sword for another slash. The blade bit deeply into the green flesh, spattering her with viscous goo. "El, stop," Kai demanded. It was the voice of command, the voice of a prince. The queen whirled on him, her messy sword in the air for another strike. Dennis tensed, ready to throw himself between the two of them if he had to. Around the room he saw other hounds, including Zee in her fancy silk frock, doing the same. "You dare," Queen Ella said to her son. We need to climb it, not chop it up. Kai spoke as if he was her equal. For the first time since the two of them returned to the castle, he sounded like he knew how to talk to the queen. It tied Dennis's stomach in knots, and he wasn't sure why. Now Prince Zeolin was stepping forward, shoulder to shoulder with Kai. Listen to him, El. Her face twisted up in fury. Oh, now you two choose to team up. What have you summoned to my castle, Camden? Kai glanced around once as if checking how secure the room was, how many people there were to overhear him. I want my sister back, he said. If I have to plant 100 beanstalks to do that, I won't hesitate. Now it was Prince Cyrus who looked furious, marching forward to confront them all. Chase was a few steps behind him. You had a plan to get Camilla back, and you left us out of it. I didn't know if it would work, Kai yelled back at him. I still don't, and the rest of you have barely mentioned her name in months. Forgive me for thinking you don't give a... Cyrus punched him in the face. Everything went red. Dennis lunged, furious at these spoiled brats who thought they could go around doing whatever the hell they wanted because they had a crown. Something hard slammed into him from the side, and he shoved back automatically before realizing it was Corporal Jack. She jabbed him in the chest with both fists. Then Princess Z was there in front of them both. Dennis was on his knees, struggling to breathe. Stay down, Z said. This is between brothers. Cyrus was also on the ground, hand over his nose. Blood trickled from beneath his fingers. Kai, sweet, quiet Kai, stood over him, clearly handier in a fight than he used to be, before he spent all that time in enchanted sleep monster-fighting boot camp. Chase had his hands in the air as if in surrender and was laughing at both his brothers. Prince Zeolin leaned intimately into Kai, peering at his face to check the damage. Kai didn't even look in Dennis's direction. Why should he? This was an important moment. Got that out of your system? Queen Ella said dryly. That depends on what happens next, said Kai, lifting his chin. Dennis was so proud of him that it hurt. What happens next is a mission to climb a beanstalk and rescue my daughter, said the Queen of Charming, cleaning her sword on the nearest pearl-white tablecloth. Any objections? Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at SheepMightFly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.